Hey, a follow-up tip. You should keep your front-loading washing machine door open sometimes because people tend to close them. And you should also occasionally clean the rubber gasket because that's one of the downsides in the old, you know. Anyway, that's a we could do a whole show based on Richard's input during the break about washing machines. Jeez. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending April 8th, 2011, 14th week of the year. Single-family residences only just through the multiple listing service, the 627th week I did this. I've done this. 51 new listings hit the books this week. Again, single family only. 51 new listings hit the books this week. 315,000 is the low at 315 South Kenyatta. I never give addresses, but it just struck me the address was same as the price. A high of 6,650 on Sandpoint Road. 31 of the 51 new listings were under $1 million. So amazingly, all those new listings, a median price only 880. The average only $1,240,000. It's amazing. And 51 new listings is huge. Week two, we had 52 new listings, but basically we've been as low as in the 20s, but mostly in the 30s, few in the 40s. So a lot of new listings. Second category opened escrows. 25 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home for the week ending April 8th, 2011. That's a big number. A low of 389,000 on West Haley. And a high of 3,500 on Santa Barbara Street. I think that's the old Fielding Institute, or it still might be the Fielding Institute. 19 of the 25 were under $1 million, so the median price at 800,000, and the average just a tick over $1 million. Third category, sold listings. 19 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single family homes for the week ending April 8th. A low of 345,000 on Gatto out in Goleta. Where do you live? I live in Goleta on Gatto. And a high of 7.9 million on Sycamore Canyon Road. This closed. At 11 of the 19 were under $1 million. So the median price, 865 for those 19 sold listings. But the average, almost double that, 1,005,000. So we had some higher listings. But here's a weird one. All three median prices for the three categories, new listings, opened escrow, sold listings, they were all in the 800 range. I can't say I remember that happening ever in 627 weeks, but maybe it did. I didn't notice. So those are the three categories for the week ending April 8th, 2011. Some inventory, 688 total listings. Total listings, and out of that, just a tick under 22% are in escrow, okay? 148 listings are in escrow as of April 8th, 2011. Now, you look at last year, had almost the same number, 146 listings in escrow, but last year we had a total of 716 total listings, today only 688, and yet, we actually have two more listings in escrow today. So we're seeing a lot of listings in escrow. It's good to see. And a fair amount of them, as we discussed last week, are over $1 million. I mean, the majority are under $1 million. That's what's selling. That's what's going on. But it's good to see as a percentage, and it's good to see the sheer number. You know, the number of listings in escrow, 148, it's more than last year. It's more than 09 when it was 137. 08, it was less than 100, 97 total listings in escrow. Now we have 148 compared to 2008. So that's like a 50% increase, isn't it? We're at the end of the program. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. You can reach me at 452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you want to buy a house, sell a house, or with any kind of real estate question. Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.